Scientists in the US have developed a new brain implant that can be used to record information from nerve cells and also to transmit signals into the nervous system. Unlike existing electrode devices, which can trigger a scar to form around the implant, which eventually prevents it from working, the new device, developed by Harvard's Charles Lieber, is made from a polymer-coated nickel mesh resembling miniature chicken wire, which can be rolled up before it's introduced into the brain.
The way we do that is make sure the design is such that it behaves like a spring. It's very soft, and that means it can be deformed but will spring back into its original shape. And we roll it up by sucking it into a needle of a syringe. And this is really one of the most unique parts about it. And then we can literally inject it back out of the needle directly into the tissue. And when the needle's removed, it can spring lightly back into contact with the tissue, and then the nerve cells can begin to interpenetrate with this mesh and build connections to the electronics.
So you can both eavesdrop on what nerve cells are talking about by picking up on their electricity, but equally you could use the device to put an electrical signal into that part of the nervous system and influence its behavior in turn.
Exactly. So I think beauty is the ability to both record and provide control of this circuitry, and that's where one starts to think about a therapeutic application.
Does the brain tolerate having these devices in there okay?
Yes. One of the important findings of this study is that I think for the first time in terms of structures, electronics which have been implanted into the brain, there's no adverse response to the tissue. And moreover, it appears that the mesh electronics as structure actually facilitates connections with the neurons. They actually love to be in contact with the electronics as opposed to really scared of the electronics as in conventional probes.
Have you tried this in humans yet?
No, we're I think the regulations to get to humans are a little bit more complex.
So this is rodents, is it?
It's in rodents.
And how do you get the signals in and out of the meshwork that's now the electrode inside the brain?
The structure is actually injected, most of it's inside the brain, but we leave a little bit on the outside, which has the what we call the input-output connections, and those are connected to a cable which we can simply plug into our equipment for measuring the signals or feeding signals back in a very specific manner that we can address spatially specific devices as they're organized in the tissue.
And looking forwards, what do you think we would be able to do with a device like this that we can't do with the present sorts of electrodes that neurologists implant into brains at the moment?
I think in the short term, what it will provide is really a much higher, if you'd like, quality of life in terms of what are approved therapeutic devices, such as for deep brain stimulation and Parkinson's disease. And in that case, the probes induce some deleterious scarring of the tissue in the brain, and that means that there's changes over time. So the patient needs to periodically go in to see the doctor, adjust positions. It can have also adverse neurological effects by changing these, moving this probe around. And what one could envision now is something which is completely stable for years, perhaps, and able to actually both monitor and stimulate in a very controlled manner over time.